under other business?
Let me do the under advisement.
Just the under advisement, because this young lady here's been waiting since. No, ma'am. You're okay. Well, we'll see what's gonna. Okay, no, I didn't stay awake. Okay, gentlemen, first case under advisement was 10,758. And they're requesting a 2-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a second floor enclosed porch. let's see what that nature got. Maybe it's still higher than it looks on.
This was only found when they.
Found on certain ones they went to sell it, yeah, back in December.
But everything was CO'd.
Mm-hmm. Everything was completely CO'd. I didn't see anything wrong with it. No, I didn't have any problem with it. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I am willing to vote in favor of it.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
In favor.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir, in favor.
Mr. Mills?
Will?
I think because it already has received a certificate of occupancy, then it can't be developed in strict conformity.
No.
And therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the hardship or practical difficulty was in fact created by the county and not the applicant. Obviously, it's been that way for some time. It hasn't altered the essential character of the neighborhood. And I think she's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,758.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will approve case number 10,758. Woo! All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you. That's my vote.